There are some alternatives to deal with this less than ideal option, which is a composite reference standard, meaning that you use multiple diagnostic tests which should be independent, so not using three different antibody detection tests or three different formats of antigen detection. And then you use the outcomes of these tests to define an algorithm that will define you that the patient is positive or negative. Let's say two out of three tests have to be positive so that you consider this a true positive, etc. But as you can imagine, this will also lead to some questions. The last alternative is a rather complex method, the latent class analysis, which is a statistical method to assess a sort of latent class where you define diseased and non-diseased also based on a number of different tests, but here you use a statistical algorithm to define them.